Pond standing by with a word of the day on the Hill. Dr. Pond, what do you have for us this morning?
Well, I have a lot of beaming sunshine out here in Chatham County.
Just oh, good.
Trash out for the trash and the recyclers, and beautiful morning in Chatham County. So, hey.
I'm glad you got your morning routine underway.
Absolutely. It's Tuesday. What else can go wrong? Mandy and I really enjoyed that piece you did on the Hometown Heroes with Howard and Lillian.
Yeah.
Good to hear their steady voices. And speaking of Lillian, she's the one that we owe the debt to today for the word of the day.
Oh, good.
My memory is that Lil was always a fan of the word of the day. Well, she sent me one, and you guys are just going to love it. Have you ever met anybody who, when they're eating, they don't like the food to touch? You know, the vegetables and the salad and the meat.
Sure.
And the condiments.
Yes.
There's a word for that, Nikki.
Oh.
Are you prepared?
As always.
Hey, all right. Take a deep breath. Bromotactylophobia.
One more time.
All righty then.
All right. It's going to take several more times. Bromotactylophobia. 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 I'll let you look it up and verify the spelling when you give away the Mercedes next hour, all right?
Bromotactylophobia. All right.
There you go. Why?
You don't want one part of your food to touch the other part of your food.
That's right. Now, we're laughing about it, but let's just say that I remember as a child there were people that I used to see frequently, one of whom suffered from bromotactylophobia, and it was no joke.
Well, I suppose so.
So. All right. Well, there's another word for that, but we won't use it. So there you go, guys. Hey, Lil,
right.
If you're listening, thanks for the word of the day. Say hello to Howard for all of us.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to hear more about Howard coming up in just a moment here, too, by the way.
All right. So. You all take care. Talk to you in the morning.
All right, bye-bye. Buddy.